Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We've got Don here.
I'm here.
There he is.
I'm here.
Ava.
I'm here as well.
And me. I am Eric. And we are the Valley Outdoors. Got a lot of fun stuff coming up today. We're going to be talking about some salmon runs that were very surprising to me as far as the report coming out of the Kenai, which I know I've got a lot of friends in this in the Midwest, much less everywhere else in the country, that like to go up to Alaska and do a little salmon fishing. Also report on the Upper Mississippi River and the status of the river. So lots of cool stuff to talk about. We're also going to talk a little bit about what's too fast when it comes to trolling for walleye. That and more when we come right back. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors. It's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away a trip to four individuals that includes lodging in Ashkenham Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join Don and I on this fabulous fishing trip September 17th through the 22nd. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar and contests for prizes throughout the trip. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio and Ashkenham Resort. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on August 20th on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Complete promotional rules available at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Hello, Donald.
Good day.
How's things?
Well, things are
going along.
Going along pretty good. Getting ready for my next trip.
And that's going to be where?
We're going to be flying into a lake a couple hours north of Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Ah, very nice.
And we're going to... I've actually, that's one of the areas of Ontario that I haven't had the chance to fish. I think it's a different type of lake than it is in the what they'd call Northern Ontario or Manitoba.
Right.
So looking forward to seeing what that's all about. I hear the fishing's usually pretty good over there, so we're going to check it out.
Bring some big old paddle tails.
I'll do that, and, you know, we're looking forward to the drive because it's all the way up the North Shore to Thunder Bay. So it'll be a nice drive.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area up there.
Yep.
I love that.
I'm just waiting for Don to move to Canada.
I
might as well. He's up there all the time.
You know, you'll know him when he starts wearing Labatt's t-shirts.
Yeah.
Singing the anthem.
Hey.
Yeah. No. I'm missing the A yet.
Yeah. Well, it won't take long. Yeah. He'll get into it.
Learn some French.
Yep.
It'll be good.
Oui, oui.
I'm not going that far.
Okay.
Good. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
As soon as we have the telltale signs. It'll happen. It'll right. happen. So, Donald.
Yes.
On the water this last week, and lots of friends obviously have been on the water, various places, whether you're on Mille Lacs, whether you're, it doesn't matter. There's a bug hatches that do occur. And
about right, this time of year.
Yeah. And we have multiple times. We've already had multiple hatches that occurred already. And this last one was a, excuse the terminology,
Dandy.
Doozy. Yeah. And it was, to me, it was probably the biggest hatch I've seen since I've, for probably 20 years. There were stretches of 15 feet that was a band. It was solid mayfly carcasses that had floated up. And then it was 15-foot section of open water, then a 15-foot section of mayflies. Now, this was a ribbon that went as far as I could see up the river.
Ugh.
And it was actually in Pepin, so it was wide area. It's the widest part. If those of you guys don't know it, Lake Pepin is one of the widest areas, is the widest area
of the
in the Mississippi River.
Right.
Correct. And there is a mud bottom that these
mayflies
hatch from, so you end up having significant amount, but I'm telling you right now, it was
a bug flotilla.
You try to troll through it,
gross,
makes it very, very difficult.
So I live in Lake City, and they haven't gotten to our yard yet, and we're like 3 blocks away
from the water edge. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good, if you ask me.
They're getting them down in the water, right, down on the edge in Red Wing and in other parts and pieces. So they're out there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But again, it's, and Mille Lacs, you know, it, I mean, it gets to the point, for those of you who don't know, they haven't experienced it, Mille Lacs gets to the point where they actually, if they get a wind at night when they hatch or come out and die, they will pile onto the road as much as a foot thick. And if you drive your car over it, you will have, it's like worse than glare ice.
Well, yeah.
It gets a little greasy.
They actually take plows out.
Exactly. Yeah. They take
to get
buckets
rid of them.
And bring
them out.
I've
seen that in Canada with army worms.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Same kind of thing. I mean, they'll clear the all of the foliage off the trees, yeah, and they're crawling across the road, and you got to slow down because it's
wee.
It's a little greasy.
Yeah, yeah. Not good.
Well, so you go really greasy. Slow so that your vehicle and your boat isn't
stay
covered.
Intact. Yeah. Well, so when it comes to the bug hatch, that it, not to mention that it's don't park under any lights in any parking lots.
And they
that
seem
are nearby
to like white vehicles. Why white vehicles?
I don't know.
Tracks them.
But don't park under any lights, because once they die by the light,
mm-hmm,
they'll fall on top and they pile, literally pile up next to the
and
light
poles.
And
they smell so good.
And they do. Yeah. They really do. Especially if it rains and it sits there for a while. It's special. But here's the whole point. When you're looking at a situation, it's obviously related to a fishing scenario, because these walleyes and other fish will eat and eat and eat and gorge themselves.
And birds.
And birds as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is that as they're emerging from the bottom, you can actually see it on your graph. Oftentimes when we troll, we always troll the bottom. We're looking for fish on the bottom. But we have to think three-dimensional. We have to think about the fish that are suspended. And in a bug hatch, that is a major, major way to attack that bunch of fish. They will suspend and look at those bait or the mayflies that are coming up, and they will attack. And if you can make sure that you're addressing at least half of your trolling, let's say you're running 4 rods, you run half of that rig or that setup you're running, run them higher up in the water column, and then maybe run even some higher up yet. Make a pass in that scenario, and you will be surprised at the fish that you get. And many times you don't mark them because they are that high in the water column. So understand, fishing in a mayfly hatch can be extremely successful. The other thing to keep in mind is, you're running a, let's say, live bait on an area that's away, just a little bit away from that area, you're going to find they're going to want to feed on mayflies. So you try to match the hatch. A Phelps floater with a crawler on it matches that somewhat, and those fish will eat it. So keep those things in mind. Look at what you're doing and what your graph tells you. Trust it, and also understand that nearby areas, if it's too thick to troll, go to those points, breaks, and anything that's going to be associated with it. Maybe it's a flats, but the edge of the flats, so you're able to find where these fish are at, because they will hang out. They may not be directly in the middle of it, but they're looking for that type of a hatch. So keep that in mind. Hopefully it'll make your on-water experience that much better when you're out in the middle of a mayfly hatch. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with more Valley Outdoors.